السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I send you this segment about the dog and the man feeding them, and I hear many reflection, and forgive me, a lot of them was minus. Do you know the owner of the dog or the trainer has certain food for different dog? Imagine he has a different plate for different dog, and every dog get what he want or what the owner give him, and that's it. Imagine they do not look to each other, they do not look and compare. By this way, a lot of you said discipline. No, it's not discipline. Discipline is a very small word. We supposed to be the owner of discipline. We supposed to be the owner of manner. Believe it or not, the segment the brother sent it to me with the dog and the people fighting over the food, I saw it in Hajj. I saw it in Umrah. I saw similar in a high class place, in five-star hotel. I saw a lot, because what you saw it from poor people, ignorant. What about the rich? What about the one called rich? Is accumulating your wealth and deny what Allah wants you to give to the poor ummah, is not the same? I just came from Umrah. One day I was sitting in a small cafeteria in a hotel, and I ordered a sandwich. I swear by Allah, a sandwich. And next to me is a family, big family, and the family containing the mother, at least three daughters, with their husband, and from the way they dress and everything is very wealthy, extremely wealthy. And when my sandwich arrived, the mother did not leave the sandwich alone. She keep looking at me and my sandwich like I have gold mine. I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I was afraid even to eat the sandwich, because her eyes was Allahu Akbar. When her order arrived, was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all kind of stuff. And you know what I discover? The mother looking at the daughter what they eat, and the daughter looking to each other what they eat. I saw that over and over again. Doesn't mean you have million and million, your soul is content. Doesn't mean you have wealth, the soul is calm. Doesn't mean you really have a lot of this food all the time and you're eating 3-4 meals a day, you are content. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ when he said, the son of Adam, if Allah give him a mountain of gold, he will wish for a second. And if Allah give him the second, he wish for the third. And the human being, the son of Adam, nothing will be sufficient for him except the full of dust, full of his mouth in the grave. Very scary hadith, if you understand it. Greed. Nobody said that. Greed. Selfish. Me. No rahmah, no caring. We see it a lot when a flood happened, when a crisis happened, and a shortage in food, people is willing to fight and attack each other and even killing each other. It happened in different parts of the Muslim country. When you see the tsunami in Japan, and after the tsunami, they have no water, they have no food, they have nothing. And they're standing in the line of light, and the putting the elder above the younger. This is Japanese. This is the atheist. This is the ultimate atheist. And look at us in Syria, in Gaza, in Egypt, in Iraq. when a crisis happened and the aid coming, what happened to us? We're willing even to steal. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. And we're supposed to be the Muslim who decorate ourselves with the quality of Allah. Discipline, you have to understand, discipline coming from something else. You have discipline when you have loyalty, when you have a set of principle. Imagine the dog has a principle. The animal has a principle. We lost the principles. We lost it. We lost it. Look at today, the way we behave with each other, intentionally or not intentionally, seen or unseen, toward each other in our heart. And we read Quran. And Quran tell me, whatever you say or you have hidden in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware about it, and He will judge you accordingly. And He will forgive whom He wants, and He punish whom He wants. What it meaning? A scary verse for me, to be careful, to give, to be kind. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness to Allah. A lot of people I know, supposed to be now very knowledgeable, they have more than enough. If I go and initiate any request of good deed, I will be denied. But it has to be by them, the way they want it, the way they like it. If they feel like it, in the topic they like. I said it long time ago, for 30 years. I find out the people who call and quote unquote have money, because I cannot call them rich. Because rich, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, not the rich, the one who has money or status, but the rich who is content and thanking Allah. You know, subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Azim. Where is the quality? Where is the quality? Where is the quality? Where is the quality, my dear brother and sister in Islam? You remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling alone, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu enter, and he find him smiling alone, he said, Ya Rasulullah, please, tell me, what make you smile alone? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and tell me, whoever tried to imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one quality, it will take him to Jannah yawm al-qiyamah. He said, is anybody will have all the quality of Allah? He said, yes. He said, who is that? He said, you, Ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the one, he sacrificed all his wealth for Sabilillah. Today we want to read, we want to go to session, we want to go to workshop, we want to go to internet, we want to send the link, and we believe by gathering, and we believe by gathering knowledge will acquire and will develop good quality. No. No, my brother and sister in Islam. Quality coming from sacrifice. When you discipline your nafs and you become, your nafs is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of you do not see that. The dogs have loyalty to the owner, to the trainer. We supposed to have loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh and Mu'mineen. If we have loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh and Mu'mineen, all this disease of the heart and all this bad manner will not show up, but the opposite. The more we have loyalty to Allah, the more we believe in Allah, the more we want Allah to love us, the more we love Allah, the more we try to please Allah, the more we are becoming very humble and do whatever it takes for Sabilillah. Humble and humility, my dear brother. Quality, yes. Yes, we are in the end of time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is sacrifice. Sacrifice what you love. You remember 92 Ala Imran? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never reach the door of piety unless you spend of what you love. How many of us planning a vacation or having something we love and we sacrifice the money and we send it for Sabilillah? How many of us want a piece of jewelry or something we like and we sacrifice the same budget for Sabilillah? Not left over, not a side spending, no. Side spending, you will get rewarding, but you will not get quality. Remember me. I'm responsible. I'm responsible of what I'm saying. I have the knowledge behind it. I not have to share it with you. You want verified? Go verify it. You want gain quality? You want earn quality? You want Allah give you quality? Sacrifice. And let me give you something. Sacrifice will never happen unless the love of Allah wa Rasulu above you. When you are somebody come and tell you, I have a beautiful good deed, please support me. You will run. You will run right away. You will do whatever it takes. You see, today I said it a long time ago. Look at every faith in earth. They discipline, they united, they go one good deed after another and they achieve it. We fail because we're not willing to be united under one umbrella. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Imagine if you have some animal today, you can train them and you can make them do a lot of activity together and individual. But we as a Muslim, we cannot do the same. Shame on us, shame on us, shame on us. But still, you have a chance. Make tawbah. And instead of looking to the mistake of other, look at yourself. Start with yourself. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to do. Don't look to the mistake of other and you are full of mistakes. Look to yourself deeply. What you earn, what you did. And if you die, what are you going to say to Allah? I did good deed the way I like, in the time I like, in the manner I like. Everything is according to I like. It's not according to discipline. Did you go to a learned person and seek guidance? Did you ask advice? Did you are united with a group of Muslims for Sabilillah to accumulate a good deed together? Ya Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being disgraced. Because when you study human being, Allah created him with two qualities. The quality of angels and the quality of animal. If you go to journey of Iman, you take off the quality of animal and now you start developing the quality of angels. And if you do not go to journey of Iman and you are away from Allah, now you take off the quality of angels and you're adopting the quality of animal. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, the ultimate gift you can give it to yourself and your family, be for Allah. Focus on yourself and your own quality and don't focus on the quality of others. Because I promise you, the one who keep blaming others and looking to the fault of others, they are full of fault. Big time. Because one of the signs of the mu'min is busy with his own fault. And one of the quality of the hypocrite is busy with the fault of other. And one more advice, please, without mentioning name, because in my heart I'm screaming inside and I'm torn apart when I see the ultimate enemy of Islam and Muslimin is the mother of today. The mother who denied her children the good education to set them free, to let them be in the right companion just for her own selfish and greed. Shame on you. Shame on you if you are a person like that. And I know many people very close to me, full of knowledge, full of beautiful tongue, but they destroy their own daughter and son. They destroy them and they leech their own daughter and son like dogs. Belong to them. You cannot go, you cannot do, you cannot do, you cannot do. And the mother do not have it. I bear witness to Allah, I know many people like that. Many. The daughter has beautiful quality. The son has beautiful quality, but the mother destroy them. The mother destroy them. And I give them advice personally, many times. They never set their kids free to be developed, to be in the right companion. This haram. Now you are worse than animal to destroy your own kids and the future of the ummah. Please be careful, all of you. All of us in the same boat. If we sank together. If we go to the safe shore, we go together. Let's sail to the safe shore, to the island of peace and happiness, the island of Jannah. which is real happiness. I will give you another message shortly, inshallah, about happiness, which is happiness related in Quran in two places only, the place and where location in Jannah. Happiness only in Jannah. Happiness only in Jannah. Happiness, real happiness only in Jannah. Here we do not have happiness. We have a very tiny partial happiness, but not real happiness. Let's aim for the real happiness, to paradise, to Jannah, to the highest level, to the Firdaus al-A'la, inshaAllah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope, inshaAllah, this wording can wake us up and be the core of spreading justice, mercy, kindness, and goodness, and rahmah in earth. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.